My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we recap what's gone on in time between Davin and his scammer, Belinda. Will things get better? Listen and enjoy.
So, of course, we're dealing with my girlfriend, Belinda. I want to do a little background tonight.
Yes, yes.
A few facts about this. First contact was made in June of 2012.
Wow.
First, we are in the midst of a 10-month relationship with an alleged scammer while no money has exchanged hands at this point. So 10 months of their time. We've communicated with this person in 5 mediums, email,
yes,
Facebook chat, okay, Yahoo chat, phone, and video chat.
Wow, yes.
Yes. This character we were talking to has gone by at least 3 names: Agnes, Belinda, and Prisca.
Prisca,
that's her real name.
That part.
That's her real
name. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's her. That's her real name. I personally have spoken to her as 2 characters: myself and William Tuttle.
Ta ta ta.
We've also had Pip Helix try and make contact as my attorney's horny receptionist Rosa.
Yes,
who was
she didn't like me
trying to steal me away, and hard luck guy Scott Walker,
and who nobody apparently liked.
Scott Walker.
I know, what a milquetoast character I came up with.
Wow.
Nobody liked him. No play.
Joe has spoken to Belinda's looking for love friend Mavis Mills.
Yes,
Belinda and Mavis have been best friends from England to
sure,
good friends in Ghana, to barely knowing each other in Ghana, to link to each other in numerous fake Facebook profiles.
Yeah. They're confused.
Mavis has referred to herself as Mavis and Rita, to which Joe called her Senorita in an awful poem.
Also,
there was
that's right.
And also there was a mention to Rita, last week when we were talking about friends. I think friends.
Well, Rita has been a friend. That's right. Rita has been a friend of Belinda.
Which means that they might have been together,
right,
because she tripped up with me saying that her name was Rita when it was supposed to be Mavis.
Yes.
That one time.
I have spoken to Mavis via email and video chat.
Mavis was also mentioned as, wasn't she called Mabel?
Yeah, she might have been Mabel.
Mabel.
Well, yeah, somebody screwed up.
Yes.
I've had 5 religious beliefs during the course of this bit.
Yes, yes.
I've been an extremely religious Christian.
Yes.
Which did not work out well initially, the first contact. I was a not-so-religious Christian.
Yes.
I then converted to Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
I've converted in black. I've used black magic.
Yes.
And at present, I'm agnostic. I've been a comedian,
yes,
a porn writer,
yes,
tied in with hitmen, and an informant to the FBI.
Yes.
Agnes has revealed herself as Belinda and showed her real face the day before the money was supposed
to
arrive.
You forgot raging alcoholic.
I have not.
Oh, sorry.
She's asked for money for airtime on her phone, schooling for her daughter, schooling for herself. I think orphans, too, at one point.
Yes, orphans.
I'm sure there's some other ones. Joe might be more.
Malmart laptop.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't money. But yes, a Malmart laptop. You're absolutely right. We have been madly in love to the point where she wanted a wedding ring, to currently where she's tried to break up with me, although that's not the first time.
And we were trying to get a sweater from her.
That's true. No, socks.
Socks.
Red socks.
Red socks.
Red socks. Good point, Joe. I've had addictions to alcohol.
Thank you.
And a penchant for getting into brawls at comedy clubs.
Yes.
And not practicing good gun safety.
No, definitely. And TVs can talk about that.
Yes. I've been known
you
to
You also
shoot.
Lost your family in a storm.
I did lose my family in a storm in Hurricane Sandy, as a matter of fact. Fortunately, I found them. And also, let's not forget, during the course of this 10 months, there's been times when I've been suicidal.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been a tumultuous 10 months.
Jesus Christ.
So we talked to Belinda last week on May 11th and May 16th. May 11th, Joe and I believe we found a more sympathetic Belinda to what we'd been encountering.
Yeah.
But not our girl. We didn't think it was our girl, but a more sympathetic person playing Belinda.
Yes.
The warmer, softer side of Sears?
Warmer than what we've been getting.
Okay, because we've been getting a pretty cold matter of fact. Where's the money, honey?
There's been another one. Alternate to her.
Wow. Okay.
There's been several, we believe.
Okay.
May 16th, she tried to break up with me.
Yes.
Well, you weren't here for that, but she tried to break up with me. She wanted outskis.
I knew that.
She said this relationship was not benefiting either one of us, to which she was wrong. We clearly have benefited.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like my car ride on Sunday.
Have you been talking to my gal?
Turn around, Mavis. Turn around.
Now, she wanted to end it right there. I asked Joe, I go, what would you do in this situation?
Yeah.
And Joe said, he threw up his hands and go, I guess you got to ask how much money, what's it going to take to keep you around?
Right.
Which would put us on the fast-forward clock to Endgame.
Yes.
Because once you send the money and don't send the money, there's only so many mix-ups at the Western Union you could go with.
Yeah.
But that's, but Joe was absolutely right in that response, and that a lot of victims probably go, I got to keep this girl around. I love her.
Yep.
How much do you need?
Well, that's what this kind of recent chat is pointing towards. Is like, look, we got to see some money or else I'm going to leave. And you, supposedly desperate fake Davin, we're going to cave to that.
Now, I want to add to that. Basically, yeah, he got called in a car. But Davin, you want to explain when this exactly happened?
Well, I was getting to that.
Okay.
I was getting to that. So that was the move, an irrational move, that most victims would go.
Yes.
However, Joe and I were engaged at the time of this Facebook chat was going down.
I'm sorry, you and Joe got engaged?
Well, yes. I gave Joe the ring he asked for. He gave me a watch. We're very happy together.
You guys running off to Tucson and you didn't tell me?
Well, you're invited. Sorry. Anyway.
I went off to Jersey.
It so happened Joe and I were doing a morning show in Long Island at the time.
Ah.
Joe and I were doing Drive Time Radio in Long Island.
Right.
So I said I couldn't talk. I'm doing radio right now.
That's right.
And Joe loved that move.
We were doing the Drive Time show.
Right, I remember.
You know, and this is when he got this. As we were starting to do it. And as we, I told him at the last minute the lead story that we were going to prep to do suddenly was a hoax. Which is kind of
right.
Fun when you prep for something and suddenly you're not doing it. It really sucks. So that's where...
Welcome to my world, stupid. At least you had somebody on your side.
Yeah. That's true.
So Joe was very impressed with that.
Okay.
I asked her if I could call her tomorrow. She would not commit to that. I asked her if she still loved me. She said she's not going to answer that.
Mm.
The chat felt, for the most part, I was DOA.
Right.
I asked Joe if he thought I would get the phone call. Joe showed a little bit of belief in fake Davin, said I would get the phone call, but I was going to have to work up for it.
It would take a whole another mountain to climb. He climbed the other mountain. Now he's down at down in the valley. He might get it. I'm not going to say he's not, but he's got a hill to climb.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.